104.9, The Morning X.
I'm very excited to have my next guest on the show. His tracks have appeared on our 540 segment on this show, the 540 Funny. Plus, he's done a Comedy Central special, a finalist on Last Comic Standing. He's been on pretty much every late night TV show. Now he's got a new album streaming exclusively on Pandora called The Internet Live. Let's welcome Michael Palisak to The Morning X. What's up, Michael?
Hey, thank you. What's up, Kevin?
How's it been?
Great. It's been great, yeah.
It's funny, because I know you personally, and I've talked about you to people. Yeah. I always tell people you're, like, the nicest person I've ever met. Not even just the nicest comedian. Like, so humble and so cool. And, you know, with somebody who's had some success, that's not always the case, so it's really cool. But you're, like, the nicest dude. I tell people this story all the time. I used to host an open mic in suburban Chicago. And you came in to the open mic where it's like a bunch of sorry hopefuls. And you're like, would it be okay if I did a set? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to put you on, guy who's been on Letterman. Yeah, that's not going to happen. No, of course. You're so nice. You're so cool. We're happy to have you on, man.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you putting me up, and I appreciate you having me on here.
Yeah, and you've been generally a clean comedian. I always have to warn comedians when we're going live not to swear. I didn't even have to warn you about that. I've never known you to be a dirty comic. So about your album, how the hell did you end up getting an explicit tag on your album?
So my last, I recorded it in Minneapolis at Acme Comedy Club, which I love. It's one of my favorite places. It's like the Zanies in Minneapolis.
Sure.
And the last joke, I talk about football, and I go into a joke about football. It's just a joke about football, and it happens to come up how I root for the Bears. I'm a Bears fan.
Sure.
And that is why my album is marked explicit, because when you say you're a Bears fan on a Friday night in front of a bunch of Vikings and some Packers fans, it's going to be explicit. I don't say anything explicit. Let's say that. My album is explicit because of 250 people in Minneapolis.
what are the odds of that, man?
Yeah. So when I did Last Comic Standing, they bleeped me one time because I said Jesus, and that's something my mom said. And then this one, I'm explicit because Vikings fans didn't like me. And that
one. You're on a roll. You're batting 1,000 as far as that goes.
Yeah. So I'm going to lose the Mormon crowd because of stupid Kirk Cousins fan.
So an album streaming exclusively on Pandora. Does that mean you can't buy the album?
So it'll be for sale on, I believe, July 28th.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it'll be on iTunes, and then we'll have hard copies for people like my parents that want CDs or whatever. Yeah. Pandora has it, and it's kind of cool. Like, one of my friends texted me. She was like, she listened to it, and you can like subscribe to Pandora and listen to it without commercials, but she didn't. And she said with commercials, she got a lot of SIDS commercials.
Oh God.
So maybe you should get the free trial of Pandora so you don't have to listen to SIDS commercials.
So I didn't realize they advertised for that.
Yeah. I think it's to make awareness.
Oh, awareness. Right. Good.
She has kids. So maybe they like know that because they listen to everything. And they're like, oh, if you're listening to this comedian right now, your kid might not be alive.
Right. That might be that might be something you'd be interested in there. You're a dad. You're a dad, right? Since the last time we talked, I think you have had a baby. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, he is. He's 19 months old now. So it's been, definitely since we talked last.
Why? It's been that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like you started working this job and then you weren't around as much.
Right. I wasn't out doing sets, so I didn't run into you as much. Man, that's crazy. So 19 months. Well, 19 months late. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah. So how's it been?
It's great. It's great. When we had him like 19 months ago, I loved it. I loved every part about being a dad, the good stuff, the hard stuff. I should say, though, I did leave town for work 3 to 7 days a week.
Okay.
So it was a little easier. But now I'm here all the time, and it's much different. It's very fun. They say being a parent is a full-time job, but it seems more like an unpaid internship. Where, like, you bring your boss lunch, he just throws it on the ground half the time. Like, right. How are you running this company?
That's funny. That's great. So you're a parent now.
You're
on the road as a parent. I mean, that's got to be pretty difficult, though, right?
Yeah, it's funny when, because like I have to work, you know, parents need money and stuff. And Sam was like, she was staying home with him, so I was going on the road. And people would be like, "Oh, is it especially when he was like really young, being like, oh, is it hard? It's so hard or whatever. I feel like if you think it's hard to leave your baby when he's that young, you're not around enough. It was very nice.
It's quite easy.
Doing sleeping. I'm rolling out of bed and then coming here. There's not a lot of time to miss him. I'll be back.
You mean she didn't call you at 4 in the morning just to be like, you have to be awake with me. If I have to be awake, you have to be awake.
Yeah, that happened later. But for the first quarter of his life, it was crazy. And it was like, that's what's great about comedy is you can work like a couple weeks in a row and like go back and forth in between and have a whole week off. Whereas like if you have normal jobs, it's hard to get a week off.
At 19 months, is that talking age? Are they talking at that age yet?
He can say words. He just said, tried to say apple, but not like full sentences. He points to things like, what's that? He just like demands things with his words. So, but no sentences. He used to say mom and dad a lot, but he quit that like 5 months ago. I think he was just like, you guys know who you are.
He's already rebelling against his parents.
Yeah.
He's not writing jokes yet.
No, but he is. He does have a good sense of humor. I think maybe all kids do. I know like, he was, when he's really young, he was up like every hour and all this stuff. And I didn't have any time to like work on jokes. So it got to the point where I would just be like running my jokes to him in the middle of the night while I was giving him notes. And he would laugh at some point. And I think he knew that I needed it. I don't think he knew what I was saying, but he was like, Dad needs some sort of validation right now.
So now you know your target audience there.
Exactly. Yeah, babies that are hungry.
We're on with Michael Palaszczuk, the comedian Michael Palaszczuk, got an album out called The Internet Live. We were just talking about how you did some football material and got heckled about your Bears fanship there.
Yeah.
So you're a sports fan then. Are you excited about at least something coming back?
Yeah. I remember when it all happened. I feel like the NBA sort of kicked it off. The Rudy Gobert got it first, and everything was shut down.
Yeah.
And I remember after it happened, LeBron James was saying how he would never play if there weren't fans in the audience. And I was like, well, you get paid like $38 million this year to play basketball, to go to work. And you're like, well, I'm only going to go to work if people are watching, you know? I kind of relate though, because when I was in college, I worked in a warehouse, and every morning when I walked in, I was like, I'm only going to work if people are watching.
That's not exactly a spectator sport, Michael.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I like sports. I like going though, since the bummer you can't go. You go to bars and watch it, especially like football, people are always just screaming and like, I can't believe he dropped that pass. I just want to be like, he's being chased.
Right.
By the strongest and fastest humans ever. And once he touches it, they're going to assault him.
So, right.
That's probably why he didn't hold on to that one.
Yeah, there's a little stipulation there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't believe I dropped my phone before because it rang.
So. Michael Palaszczuk on the phone with us right now in the Morning X. You have some virtual shows coming up. Speaking of no audience in front of you, how does that even work?
Well, I'm doing one tomorrow at the Nowhere Comedy Club. You can go to that website, nowherecomedyclub.com, for tickets.
Sure.
And that one, it sounds really good. Like, I think they have people on Zoom that can laugh and watch, and then a lot of people are just, like, watching and they can hear you, but they don't have everyone mic'd for laughs because it could just be, I don't understand the sound of it.
Right. If you've ever been on a Zoom meeting, you know that everybody with their mic on is not a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. So I've done some before, and even when you can't hear the audience, when you see them, I feel like it's really nice to like see people move because they're laughing. Like, that's funny or that's fun. And then also when there's no sound, there's no, like, you know, when you do a show, everyone knows whether you're doing great or whether you're doing not great.
Yeah.
And when you're doing a Zoom show and you can only see people, no one knows. If you believe you're doing great, then you have the best set of your life. There's no decibel meter.
I guess so. I mean, it just seems weird. I feel like the timing would be way different. The rhythm, the way you kind of conduct, how you're getting into your next joke, things like that. It had to take some getting used to.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's interesting because you're right. The rhythm and everything. I feel like you do a normal set that would be, like, your half hour or 15 minutes, and you lose, like, half of it. Just because in a normal show, you can hear people laughing, so you're waiting for it.
Right.
So it does burn through stuff quicker. Also, like, technically it's a different game. Like for stand up, you usually just had to show up. Now you're like, okay, we got to check our Wi-Fi and our floor. And they're like, hey, can you not watch Netflix right now? Because I have to go to work. They're ruining it.
Yeah, there's no headliner showing up, 30 seconds before they have to go on anymore.
Yeah. But it is nice. Like, I think people really get behind it because it's a way to do something. And I've done, like, some fun shows where people, who normally are in different parts of the country don't get to watch it at the same time, and they get to watch it. So I think tomorrow will be really fun.
That's great. Yeah, that is tomorrow, 6 and 9 p.m., 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's right. 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. So our time, that would be 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, yeah. I didn't, in the ad, it does not account for the one promotional show I'm doing.
I was going to say, you should have put that on the flyer. Come on.
I know.
Hey, man, look.
Rockford.
Yeah, in Rockford, 8 o'clock. Listen, I'm way out of time. But yeah, definitely check that show out. It is nowherecomedyclub.com. Mr. Michael Palasek, check out his new album on Pandora right now called The Internet Live. Thank you so much, Michael, for joining us.
Thanks, Kevin.
Whether you're just getting up, getting off, or stumbling home from a one-night stand.
Busted. Walk of shame.
The Morning X is on the air.